Lloyd Miller, who has worked in tribal law in Alaska for decades, praised Attorney General William Barr's visit as, quote, unprecedented.
It wasn't just a photo op or a meeting with national or statewide leaders in Anchorage. He went out to the villages.
But Miller says there's still a long road ahead for Alaska to carry out Barr's vision. Barr visited Anchorage, Bethel, Galena, and Nabuskiak as part of his four-day tour in May to see firsthand the lack of law enforcement in rural Alaska. During his visit, Barr said, quote, everything is on the table when it comes to solutions. That includes tailoring federal grants to match Alaska Native tribal needs. Miller says that's a significant shift in the federal government's attitude towards indigenous communities. But
he has to execute that shift. And to execute that shift, he really, he and his people need to sit down with tribal leaders and look at these grants they are supporting in Alaska.
Former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan says the solution must be more than just giving out money.
I am familiar where one particular community I'm thinking of did get awarded several million dollars in a grant, but they never were able to activate it because they didn't have the right people to know how to function it. Mm. So I agree with Lloyd that let's make the system suitable for the individuals and the communities that they were meant to serve and not live up to some kind of bureaucracy that unfortunately we get embroiled with in our Western world.
Tribal jurisdiction is another issue, but an amendment to the Violence Against Women Act could help change that. Alaska Representative Don Young proposed a pilot project that would allow five villages limited jurisdiction to prosecute crimes like domestic violence and sexual assault, regardless of whether the perpetrator is Native or not. Monaghan commended the proposal.
The idea is a good one, and I think that we should proceed in a way that it's closely monitored.
Miller and Monaghan had harsh words about Governor Mike Dunleavy's line item veto on funds for the Village Public Safety Officer program.
It's absolutely shameful. Alaska leaders talk all the time, many of them, in disparaging ways about the federal government. Get the federal government out of our affairs. We can take care of our own. We are self-sufficient. The federal government's meddling in our business and trying to control what happens. And then shows that it is absolutely incapable of governing itself.
I think a lot of the things that were focused on in the vetoes were primarily, kind of the way I look at it, we're living for today. We're not worried or concerned about tomorrow.
Both men agree that Alaska Native tribes should be the ones to solve the issues around law enforcement, and the state and federal governments should support them. Meanwhile, the Justice Department has required its agencies to submit plans to tackle the public safety crisis by the end of this month. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.